Okay, this is Perek Yud and Hilchos Toin Venitzon. Halacha Aleph, Behema Ochayesh Ena Shmura. So let's say there's an animal, some type of animal that's not being guarded. It's not like in an enclosed area. Elimelechas will call Makom Roa. Rather, it walks anywhere it wants to go and eats anywhere it wants to eat. Ena Bechesh Chazesh, Tafsa Ma'achashi. So what we say is, what do you call it? We assume it belongs to a person who takes it. What do you call it? Meaning, as long as it has a known to have prior owners. So what does this mean? Ketzah. Hevi atobeya, right? Let's say witness, the plaintiff comes and brings witnesses. Shabahema zos yiduolo, that this animal is known to belong to this person. Vizet tofes, right? And then what do you call it? The person who actually is holding on to the animal itself says, atanasatali, atamakartali. He says, you gave it to me or sold to me. Enonema. He's not believed. Shein he yosa tachas yodo raya, because the fact that it's in his possession is not considered proof. Shari hi halcham atzma, because maybe he walked away on its own because it roams freely. But nechna sever shusa and entered into his domain. Lafika, therefore, in lohi viraya, if he doesn't bring a proof, tachas ramehin lebaleya, the animal gets returned to its owners. Yishva heses al panazu, and he makes a shvuas heses based on this claim. Dachabes. Haisa behema shmura, or misur leroya. Now let's say the situation is the animal is normally kept in an enclosed area, or it's under the what do you call it? Tutelage, excuse me, a shepherd is keeping an eye on it. Sorry. Even if he brings witnesses that belong to him, then we assume it belongs to the person who's actually holding on to it. And Tan Ata Machartanasatali, if he makes the claim you sold to me, you gave it to me, then Yishba Tofes Heses, then the what do you call it? He's got to take a Shavuos Heses, Shehi Shalo, that it belongs to him, Biftar, then he is off the hook. Therefore, if what do you call a person takes possession of an animal that belongs to somebody else that is guarded, it's in an enclosed area or in the hands of a shepherd, the he ma'atzma, and let's say what do you call it, the owner claims, listen, the animal went out on its own, uba etzachal, went over to you on its own, or opikadon hi biyadcha, or it's entrusted to you, or shulhi, or it's lent to you, batofes omer, and the guy who actually sees it says, Cain, who initially, you're right, it doesn't belong to me. Ata, but you owe me this amount of money. Ata, or you gave this collateral for me. Or it's you owe me for such and such damages you caused my property. He can make a claim until its value. Because you could say, you could say all along, I purchased it. He makes a shvuah holding a kaddish item. And then he takes it. Okay, so too when it comes to servants. Since they're able to go ahead and walk on their own, they're not considered to be in possession of that person. Rather, when the person makes the claim, the plaintiff brings witnesses who say that this servant's known to belong to him. The hala toin atamakartali atamasatali matana. And the guy, the defendant says, no. You sold it to me. You gave it to me as a gift. In an he's not believed. Yachzer ever lebaylov, and the servant is returned back to his owner or his master. Yishba toin shlomach lanasam, and the person who made the complaint swears they didn't sell him or give it to him. Hevizeh netan shetapas ebed edim sheish lozeh ebed etzlo shalashon ritzubas miyom miyom. Now let's say the defendant who actually took possession of the servant, he brings witnesses that the servant was in this position in his possession for a continuous 3 year period of time. And the Eved clearly was functioning to serve his master. And since the original owner never actually asked anything over this 3 year period of time, then a reza neman, he's believed, and then he's given to him after he makes a shvuah. They took it from him, and gave it to him as a gift. But a servant who's a minor, who can't really walk on his own, even they can't do so because of his age. It's like other movable property. Anyone who's in his rishus, it's considered that he belongs to him. And of course, someone who took him has to bring the proof. A person makes a claim against someone else and says, that, for instance, this shirt or animal or servant that's in your hands belongs to me. Or rent it to you, etc. And the defendant says, no. Lo, ki elazem mamoni, virushasi. No, it says, this is my money. It's my possession. It's what do you call my inheritance? Baby at someone, Edom Shahidu, and the plaintiff then comes, brings witnesses who testify they know about this item, and they know it belongs to the plaintiff. The defendant comes back and says, Omar, Kane Hayashoha, it was yours. But now you gave it to me or sold to me. And when I said I inherited, I didn't mean I got it from my father. Rather, it's mine as if I inherited it. Then I raise an emma on his belief. Because the person making the defending the claim can be accepted because he's going to go ahead and take the shvuas hases on this known thing. And finally, lach above sfina yotzeba, a boat or things like it. So yishnayim nechlakin aleh, that two people are arguing over it. Zeh omer kula shaliv, zeh omer kula shaliv. Each one says the whole thing belongs to me. V'bol beizim not accord. V'amar echa tafsua ach avi edim. Right, and one of them says, take possession of it. He asked Bezin, take possession of it until I bring witnesses to support it. Ain't tov sonosah. The Bezin does not do this. Then tafsua Bezin. Let's say Bezin did take possession of it. Then the guy went in and found witnesses. And he says and asks, leave it for us as before. Valkom is gaber yitzal, and whoever is stronger and overcomes the other person will get it. Kishahaya dina mikodem, right? Like it was before. And ain't shom lem. We don't listen to this. Bezin doesn't take it miyadan from their hands. Achavu edem until either they bring witnesses. Watch yodu zelzeh, or each one acknowledges the other's claim. Or they divide it up willingly. Uvishua kamosh miyanu, or with the shvua like we've already learned. That ends Parak Yud, and we'll continue with Parak Yud Aleph next time.